Thank you. It's a real honor to stand before you. Most of you know me. I've been with Awaken Memphis for a long time. I'm originally from Sri Lanka, but the Lord brought me to the United States to go to Oral Roberts to study evangelism and to really return to my country. But I took a little detour and I stayed on. But I see today a purpose, and nothing is wasted in God's economy. I did end up with an accounting degree, which God used to bring about a ministry that we started here in Memphis at Brit Hadasha to reach the poor in Sri Lanka. So my heart is for the poor, the widow, and the orphan. Our organization here in Memphis is called Isaiah 613 International, and it gave birth to Beauty from Ashes, which is a business that trades with poor vendors in Sri Lanka. We've been doing this since 2014, and it was really birthed out of a heap of ashes in my country in 2004 when we were swept away by the tsunami. 35,000 people perished in one day. So ever since, God has broken my heart for my people, and I've been reaching through this ministry. We have a partner in Sri Lanka that is a very trustworthy organization. And one of the things that really concerned me when I started this ministry was trustworthiness in the kingdom. I knew that God was calling me to raise money in America to fund the work in Sri Lanka. But I knew the corruption in Sri Lanka, because in 2004, when the tsunami happened, the world gave billions of dollars towards the people that were affected. But I'm here to tell you that money did not make it to the hands of the poor. It went to line the pockets of evil and corrupt men in government. And that is the situation that has brought my country to the place it is today. And let me tell you, at the start of April, we didn't see this coming. So this shaking of Sri Lanka has happened so quickly. And we're just the first nation. And there's a string of nations following in the same steps as Sri Lanka. So what is happening in Sri Lanka today is that we've run out of foreign currency. We cannot trade. We do not have dollars to buy the essentials that we need. And a rice-growing country is dependent on imports to feed their people. So it's mismanagement at the highest level. It's corruption at the highest level. And who is suffering are innocent people. This organization is called Footprints Children's Homes. And it was founded by a woman who found children on the streets digging through a garbage. And when she reached out to minister to them, the very next day she found one of the little girls was raped at home. So she's been working with street children, rescuing them, bringing them in to a positive environment, giving them the best education, raising them up, and making them responsible, older generation that gives back to the ministry. So on July 17th, I want to invite you all to please mark your calendars and come and support this initiative. Pastor Jake Clonch of Eagle Heights and Pastor Ken Tony of Dwelling Place International and my own congregation, my elder John Matthew, they are behind me in this to raise awareness, to raise funds, to send to this organization to buy essentials before they run out, to feed not only the children, but this is a ministry that is pouring into the community to witness for Jesus by giving them food packets that they cannot even afford to buy right now. So please mark your calendars. Thank you.